This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte has line-item vetoed $23 million in proposed infrastructure projects passed by the 2023 Montana legislature. The strikeouts from Gianforte have rankled some lawmakers who object to the governor's characterization of their projects as pork-barrel spending. Gianforte on Tuesday issued line-item vetoes for several projects in House Bill 5, the main infrastructure spending bill that funds most state-owned buildings and capital development projects in Montana's two-year budget. The list included $3.8 million in spending proposed by the Department of Military Affairs that Gianforte said will not go forward, along with an additional cottage proposed for the Southwestern Montana Veterans Home in Butte at $6 million. But Gianforte also took aim at several projects tacked onto the bill during a Senate Finance and Claims Committee meeting in April, in which lawmakers added a flurry of line items that would direct funds to their districts or hometowns. As the meeting stretched into the evening, Senator John Esp, the Republican chairman of the Budget Committee, at one point lamented, "I just wish we were doing this out on the floor of the Senate where God and everybody could see it." Unfortunately, projects were added into House Bill 5 at the last minute without being properly vetted, discussed, and debated, Gianforte wrote in his veto letter dated May 23rd. He also said, "While the federal appropriations process in Washington, D.C. is notorious for larding up appropriations with pork, Montana is different." His language echoed that of Senate Majority Leader Steve Fitzpatrick, who accused colleagues of gluttony when he urged them to subsequently reject many of those projects on the Senate floor. His efforts succeeded only in removing a $9.6 million appropriation for Butte's World Museum of Mining. After the bill cleared the legislature, Fitzpatrick sent a follow-up letter to the governor requesting the removal of some of the remaining projects, which he characterized as unnecessary and wasteful spending. Senator Tom McGilvery, a Billings Republican, disagreed. Among Gianforte's line-item vetoes was an $8 million appropriation that McGilvery successfully added for the Yellowstone Conservation Area on the west side of Billings. It would give a boost to a $150 million project for which the bulk of funding has been raised through city taxpayers. McGilvery reiterated his argument from the Senate Finance and Claims Committee that the request is a pittance compared to the degree to which Billings contributes to the state's tax base, and the project is one that's critical for ensuring a reliable supply of city drinking water in Billings and averting a potential breach of the Big Ditch irrigation canal that runs through the city. Billings City Manager Chris Kukulski said, "One of our greatest risks that we have in town for resiliency, and the governor specifically came to Billings and highlighted the issue, is the Billings Bench Water Association ditch," he said. "It's 125 years old, and it's in serious, serious need of maintenance. Billings' biggest flood in history came from this ditch's failure back in the 30s. Last year, when historic rainfall upstream pushed the Yellowstone River in Billings to a new high water mark, the city's water treatment plant had to be taken offline. That left a city of more than 100,000 people with less than 2 days' supply of drinking water. The reservoirs and secondary water treatment plant that would be built as part of the proposed project would extend that emergency supply to 40 days. But now the line item veto from Gianforte of the $8 million to go to the project has angered Billings Republicans. Gianforte also struck more than $6 million in other projects he characterized as last-minute additions. One item that did not get removed, however, was a $2 million appropriation for the Miles City Train Depot added by Senator Kenneth Bogner of Miles City, who is a popular moderate Republican in the Senate. The Train Depot money was approved, but Gianforte is denying the money for Butte's World Museum of Mining, Billings Yellowstone Conservation Area, and Columbus's sewer system project. Because House Bill 5 passed both chambers with two-thirds votes, lawmakers will vote on whether they want to override each of the governor's line-item vetoes. Legislators have 30 days to vote. McGilvery says he's lobbying his colleagues to keep the $8 million for the Yellowstone Conservation Area in the bill. Other lawmakers are doing the same thing. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.